Jeff Hill is Deputy Division Chief for Mobile and Remote Access in the Bureau of Information Resource Management at the Department of State. Jeff, thanks very much for joining me today. What are the mobility challenges that the State Department deals with that somebody else might not, given that you're deploying devices in every country and pretty much in the entire world? Thanks for your time today, Jeff.
Yeah, well, thank you, Francis, and I'm happy to be here. As our Deputy Secretary of State Heather Higginbottom stated, mobile technologies are important tools to untether us from our desks so that we have the flexibility we need to practice modern diplomacy. So a critical goal for us is to equip our employees around the world with tools that enable them to be as creative and efficient as possible. They expect to have access to their information at any time and in an intuitive manner based upon the mobile technology they use at home in their daily lives. For example, when a diplomat overseas finishes a meeting with an official of the country they're posted in, they need the tools to be able to write up a report on the discussion they had or send back that information without having to travel back to the embassy and, you know, maybe at night at with potential hazards in the street or riots. They observe elections. If they can report this information quickly, we're much more effective. And likewise, all the safety and security issues for our diplomats are enhanced by having mobile technology. They can get alerts for something that's a road hazard or a riot or a tank on the street on the path that they're going to their meeting on and so forth. So we're really trying to make sure that we have access to our critical information anytime, anywhere.
What's the current state of your mobile fleet? What devices do you have out there? Who are using them? And you talked about some of the environments in which they're using them. Mm-hmm. But it strikes me, when we think about mobile devices, a lot of people think about phones and tablets. And I imagine that's probably not the full spectrum at an agency like the State Department.
But we have about 36,000 mobile devices we support. And about two-thirds of them are based overseas. They're smartphones and tablets are the primary devices we support. It's important that they're mobile, but the bigger screens on the tablets are important, so people can enter the information and consume it more efficiently. So they use them everywhere around the world in over 200 posts. It's a challenge to supply everybody with all the current devices that they would want. There's such a constant change and upgrade of hardware and software. And people's expectations are, to have it yesterday when something new comes out. But we try to meet their expectations to the best we can and also be a good steward of government resources and make sure that we're getting the most effective tools to them.
You have a new mobile RFI, request for information, on the street. What are you looking for, and how would you like to use what you get to accentuate the mobile fleet that you have right now?
Well, we're seeking a greater understanding of market capabilities to deliver mobile devices and services in the most efficient and cost-effective means possible. We have currently blanket purchase agreements with a variety of telecom vendors, and those are going to expire early next year. So instead of just automatically looking for the same thing, we want to do market research to better understand what the capabilities of the marketplace are. So we make sure we can take advantage of those changes and modernizations out there. We're looking for devices. We're looking for cellular services. We're interested in telecom expense management. We're just looking for what vendors can offer to us. Around the world, though, it's a fragmented market, so we have an interest in finding out what can supply the domestic market, what can supply domestic-based users who travel within the United States, domestic-based users who travel overseas, and also overseas-based users. So it's quite a challenge, but we are really trying to learn what people can propose to us.
Jeff Hill, the Bureau of Information Resource Management at the Department of State. I imagine one area of complexity for you, given the scope and breadth of where your devices are, is security. I keep hearing about that from professionals all across government, and many times it's just folks who have mobile fleets here in the United States or in certain parts of the United States. So I imagine worldwide that complexity grows even more. Is that a fair assumption, Jeff?
Absolutely. Yes, Francis. The security is a constant challenge. Users or people who see what they have on their personal devices, and they would love to have that on their work devices, but we have to take what we use through a robust process of verifying and validating the security of the devices and the configurations before they are deployed. So it's a constant and a very important issue. We have all the issues that you have with desktop computers, but there's a faster product cycle on mobile, so we have to always work hard to constantly evaluate new products, make sure they're secure before we deploy them. So you hit it right on the head.
Have you done some work on the recommendations that the Government Accountability Office made on mobile device inventories, how to track them, and all of that work?
Yes, you're referring to the GAO highlights in May 2015 that agencies need to better control and achieve significant savings on mobile devices and services.
Yes.
And yes, absolutely. There were many good suggestions in that report to keep a good inventory of devices and cellular services, to monitor for underusage, overusage, to make sure that we're spending our money very carefully, not buying too much, not buying too little. So we are establishing a system, a better system, to integrate all the mobile devices in one system that monitors them monitors all the contracts, the usage, and it links to our customer service, our customer help desk. So when some customer calls in with a problem on their device, we immediately know what device they have, what service they have, and managers can also look through this database to make sure that the expenditures are being done in the most efficient way. So we're working on that. We haven't finished it yet, but we're working on that. One complexity of that, though, is that since we're worldwide and the market is generally based, each country has its own market. So the hard part of that is the centralized contract inventory worldwide. So each post or each overseas mission is essentially managing its own wireless provisioning or wireless services now, and they're comparing the vendors within their country. But as we can service or supply cellular service from headquarters to those countries. I mean, that's something we're looking at in the RFI. Is that possible? What type of centralized management we can supply to our embassies overseas to reduce their management burden and also help perhaps be able to save money by giving them more options for their cellular service.
Jeff, I congratulate you on the progress that you're making, and I thank you very much for coming on to talk about the work that you're doing. Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome, Francis. It was a pleasure. Thank you.